Hello and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing O'Connor v. Donaldson, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1975. The question before the court was, can an individual with a mental illness be involuntarily committed to a hospital if they are not dangerous? The facts of the case were, Mr. Kenneth Donaldson visited his father in Florida, and during that visit, he told his father that he felt funny, and he thought that someone might be poisoning his food. His father then requested a mental health evaluation for his son's, quote, persecution complex. Now, this was not a new delusion, and Mr. Donaldson had felt this way while simultaneously living a completely functional life as a 48-year-old carpenter, husband, and father in New Jersey. Nevertheless, Florida had a vague civil commitment statute at the time that stated involuntary commitment required that an individual be deemed mentally ill with either evidence of dangerousness to self or others or, quote, in need of treatment. So they could either be dangerous, a term which was not defined, or in need of treatment, which was equally up for interpretation. He was ultimately committed to the Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee. Now, Mr. Donaldson remained under involuntary civil commitment at this hospital for a total of 15 years. During that time, he was treated strictly with milieu therapy, meaning he didn't receive any psychotherapy or psychopharmacologic intervention to treat his symptoms of schizophrenia. He never exhibited dangerous behavior towards himself or others, and Dr. J.B. O'Connor, the hospital superintendent, would only allow discharge if Mr. Donaldson's parents agreed to care for him, which they were too elderly at the time to do. He found a responsible adult who was willing to care for him and secured written approval from his parents. But this, as well as multiple requests to meet with Dr. O'Connor, were denied. He was not released until Dr. O'Connor's retirement 15 years after his admission. Mr. Donaldson filed a lawsuit against both Dr. O'Connor and the affiliated staff under Title 42, Section 1983 of the United States Code, stating that his constitutional right to liberty was violated without proper treatment or legal protections to appeal the, quote, long-term incarceration. These rights were all encompassed within the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Notably, this case occurred during the time of deinstitutionalization, and Mr. Donaldson was inspired to file this lawsuit after reading the ideas of an attorney and mental health advocate named Morton Birnbaum, who had written an article in the New York Times about individuals committed to mental health institutions having the right to treatment. The case was tried in a federal district court, and the jury awarded Mr. Donaldson both compensatory and punitive damages. The United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit affirmed this decision, finding that an individual confined against their will had a, quote, constitutional right to receive such individual treatment as will give him a reasonable opportunity to be cured or to improve his mental condition. Dr. O'Connor and the other defendants in the case appealed this to the United States Supreme Court. Now, the United States Supreme Court chose not to address the issue of his right to treatment, stating that, quote, as we view it, this case raises a single, relatively simple, but nonetheless important question concerning every man's constitutional right to liberty. They held that, quote, a state cannot constitutionally confine without more a non-dangerous individual who is capable of surviving safely in freedom by himself or with the help of willing and responsible family members and friends. This was the first ruling of its kind regarding psychiatric commitment, and Bruce Ennis, a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union and fierce mental health advocate at the time, remarked, quote, traditionally, the mentally handicapped in our society have been treated as outcasts, one of our last and most underrepresented minorities. The unanimous decision by the Supreme Court puts administrators and superintendents, legislators, and the public on notice that the mentally ill are citizens like the rest of us, and that the Constitution protects them too. After this case, dangerousness became the standard for involuntary hospitalization. In summary, the 1975 case of O'Connor v. Donaldson established that a state cannot hospitalize a non-dangerous individual against their will if there exists a lesser restrictive alternative.